HarperCollins presents One Big Happy Family by Susan Mallory, read by Tanya Eby. For Kathy, you and those you love are the absolute definition of one big happy family. So this is for you, Ed and James, Kay, Bob, Patty, Steve, and George, and of course, in loving memory of your beloved father. May your holidays always be warm and loving. Merry Christmas to you and yours. 1.
But you're a woman.
Does that matter?
I don't know. Do you know how to tow cars?
Julie Parker did her best not to roll her eyes. At her age, it was a much less charming look. But still.
Your car is fine, she said, trying for patience, but failing to hit the mark and landing on Snark instead. You ran out of gas on the 405 freeway. If we should be questioning someone's ability to exist in the world, we should probably start with you.
Hey!
The young 20-something finally looked up from her phone and frowned.
You have attitude.
I do. And a busy schedule. Do you want help or not? It's $20 for the gas and $75 for the service visit.
$95 for a few gallons of gas? That's robbery.
It's also the price you were quoted when you called the company. Cars and trucks sped by on the busy freeway. It was a cold, rainy December afternoon, and Julie had a date with her very handsome boyfriend in a few hours. The last thing she wanted to do was waste time arguing with someone younger than either of her adult children. The young woman shook her head.
I'm not paying that.
Fine by me. Julie started back to her tow truck, gas can in hand. The woman hurried after her.
Wait, I'll do it. So, $95?
Yes, tax is included in the price. She fished her credit card reader from her overalls. You pay, I pour. The woman gave her the stink eye, then reluctantly pushed a credit card into the machine. Less than 5 minutes later, Julie had her money, and the unhappy motorist had enough gas to get her on her way. Is this your car? Julie asked, telling herself to walk away, but unable to do so.
It's my boyfriend's. He said I could drive it.
Julie pointed to the instrument panel. You probably always know how much gas is in your own car. It's something we keep track of without thinking. But when you get into someone else's car, check the gauge. When the weather's like this, you can wait a long time for a tow truck, and the side of the freeway is a dangerous place.
Oh.
The other woman looked at the rushing traffic, then slid into the driver's seat.
Thanks, I'll keep that in mind.
Have a nice day, Julie called, as the 20-something pulled away, sending gravel up in a spray. She made her way to her truck, telling herself she'd gotten her good deed for the day out of the way early, so that was something. 30 minutes after that, she pulled into the tow yard, driving under the big Parker towing sign her grandfather had installed nearly 50 years ago. She parked the small tow truck she'd used for the call, then ran through the pelting rain to the safety of the main office, where Mariah Carey's version of Santa Baby played over the speakers. She hung the keys on the pegboard in the locking cabinet and put the credit card reader on the docking station, where it would automatically download and tally the transaction. Huxley, the office manager slash driver whisperer slash mother hen, looked at her over his reading glasses.
Why do you do that? Why do you take a call like that? I go to lunch, and when I come back, you've taken one of the trucks and gone out to face God knows what in this kind of weather. I don't like to worry. When I worry, I get hives. And then I have to go see the doctor, and that costs our insurance company money. Do you want the premiums to go up? I don't think so. But you do this. Every 6 months or so, you think it's 25 years ago, and you're still driving a damned tow truck. You're the boss. You've been the boss for a long time. It'd be really nice if you remembered it.
I was delivering gas, not doing a repo. I was fine. Besides, it's fun to take one of the trucks out every now and then. I want to keep my hand in. The men need to respect me. And for that, I need to prove my skills.
A chicken could drag gas out to some fool who forgot to fill up his car. What skills are you going on about?
She laughed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?